Ripples of California's power crisis are spreading beyond the state's borders to the rocky rivers of the Pacific Northwest, crucial breeding grounds for endangered salmon. In order to produce enough hydroelectric power to meet their customers' demands, Northwest power producers are using water they had intended to save for fish. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports from North Bend, Washington.
It is a beautiful, blustery day here on the Cedar River near North Bend. The sky is a brilliant blue, and that is not good news. Across the Northwest, there's been far less rain and snow than usual. Fisheries biologist David Fluke says many Northwest rivers are at or near historic lows.
I'm looking out at the channel in front of me. Most of the rocks are moss-covered, and for someone like me that's been around a river for a long time, I can instantly see that the river level is typically much higher than it is today.
And that means trouble for fragile young salmon. Fluke, who works on salmon recovery projects for Seattle's public utility, carefully picks his way along the riverbank. He explains that these waters are home to thousands of salmon nests, just full of eggs. The nests and juvenile fish need a substantial amount of water to get through the winter.
And I see in front of us a place in between a cluster of rocks where the water is very quiet. And they're probably nestled in under some of the larger rocks, basically in almost a hibernative state, much like a bear would be in the wintertime, waiting until spring for things to warm up.
Ordinarily, that's when snow from the high country melts and rivers swell with fresh, cool water. Water to feed and protect the young fish and eventually carry them downstream to the ocean. But this year's snowpack is extremely low. Reservoirs are not very full. And given the precarious state of Northwest salmon, the survival of this next generation is critical. But fish experts fear there won't be enough water for salmon to complete their life cycle. And California's energy crisis is making the problem even worse.
We generally get power from California this time of year. We're not. Obviously, they're having real problems, and we can't expect to get power from them.
Mark Lyde of the Northwest Energy Coalition explains that ordinarily California has surplus power in the winter, which it sends to the Northwest. That means that operators of the Northwest hydroelectric dams don't have to release as much water to generate power. And that saves water for young salmon, both now and in the spring. But this year, without the infusion of electricity from California, Northwest power producers, like the Bonneville Power Administration, are confronted with a dilemma.
Bonneville Power Administration is faced in large part with a choice between spending a lot of money on the wholesale market to buy power right now or using water that belongs to fish to generate electricity.
BPA, which is part of the U.S. Department of Energy, operates a vast network of hydroelectric dams and supplies about 45% of the region's power. Earlier this month, BPA increased the water flow below Bonneville Dam to a level in excess of what a scientific panel said is best for fish. BPA spokesman Mike Hansen says the agency didn't have much choice.
Not only is all the surplus power being soaked up in California, any power that is available is so astronomically expensive that it is financially irresponsible to buy that power. So that's why we ratcheted up the hydro system a little bit more than we would like.
And the worst may not be over.
It could happen tomorrow, and we fully expect that it's going to happen again, sometime within the next few weeks.
Many other power producers could face the same choice. Inside the Cedar Falls powerhouse, the generator hums away, pulling water from the Cedar River and turning it into electricity. This plant is operated by the City of Seattle under a policy of fish first. So are other city facilities. But even with that mandate to save fish, the city's David Fluke is worried.
Without question, the decisions are more difficult. The level of risk is going up. We need the weather to turn around to ease some of the pressures that we're seeing throughout the region, and right now we're not seeing them.
Fisheries experts believe that come this April, they will have an idea as to how well the fish fared in the winter of 2001. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, North Bend, Washington.